Jamie Yuccas joins us at the bottom of the hour. So this is going to be one wrong answers only. Wrong answers only. Have you ever, Dave Harrigan, ever been a New Year's resolution guy?
No, never really fully committed to one. I'll say, you know, I'll maybe think in my head, okay, this is going to be the year I do this, that. But I know as I'm making the resolution, come on, Dave, be honest with yourself. You're not going to do this.
Do you, when you're talking to yourself, do you refer to yourself in the third person?
I think you have to.
Do you have to?
Yes, you do.
Again, talking to yourself is so massively underrated.
If you're talking to yourself, do you say, come on, I?
Probably me.
Come on, me.
Yeah.
Do better, me.
I've never been a resolution, New Year's resolution. Do I decide at different points in the year, okay, I'm going to commit to it? And my ratio maybe is about 10%. I don't know. But just, okay, it's a new year, so we're doing this. Although I just did tell you something off air that I want us to be committed to because our station is not committed to this and it drives me nuts. So we are going to be committed to that. Just more video. We're doing more video next year. And we'll just do it on at Chad Urban Show, I guess. But
I'm kind of bored with the idea already.
Yeah, I'm not.
Clock hasn't even turned.
I've whined and complained at this place for at least 10 years. We need to have cameras in here. We need to be on YouTube and do all that stuff. So we'll do it on our own and, you know, four people see it and we'll see what happens.
That'd be good.
So we thought we'd have fun with New Year's resolutions. This was Dave's idea. So good idea from Dave as always. Wrong answers, okay? The key is to this, we want to have fun. And also, we don't want to be mean. If you want to be mean about the two of us, okay? And I'd rather you not mean about us. It's New Year's Eve, okay? We could get into a lot of serious stuff. We're not going to get into too much serious stuff today. We're just not. New Year's resolutions for WCCO radio personalities. And we'll go the day part, okay? New Year's resolutions for WCCO radio hosts, if we want to include producers, sure. Not a problem at all. Wrong answers only. I'll chime in. Dave will chime in. But we want you to also chime in. Be funny. Be the opposite. Whatever you want to do. 651-461-9226. For Vanita Sarkar.
I'm going to text, don't call.
I'm going to, the calls don't work. Okay? Can't make it up. Can we still call Yuccas?
Yes, we can call out.
So we can call out.
We can call out.
They can't call us.
That's right.
Do we, maybe during the break, we'll reach out to.
We'll see if we can get things reset and whatnot, but. I think that's our first resolution as a station. We should probably resolve to help all of our competitors with their technical issues because we've got everything licked over here.
WCCO Radio should teach everybody how to set up an app, a building that works, a bathroom that's not disgusting.
We've got one.
Upstairs, yeah. You're right. I kind of stopped going upstairs. I don't know why. Yeah, a resolution would be, again, for Marty, let's keep everything's safe downstairs, but this building could blow up. I don't want anybody hurt. This place is such a dump. Now, I want to be downtown, but I don't want to be in this building. If I never looked at this disgusting carpet from the 1830s again.
Don't say that. It got cleaned recently. Oh,
it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter at all. I will pay for new carpet in this place. I think I'm willing to do it. I just don't want us. Keep us downtown. Get us out of this building. Now, this has nothing to do with the wrong New Year's resolutions. For Vanita, you don't want to get Vanita. I'm going to introduce her to our house because she is the social butterfly of all time.
It is uncanny.
I mean, seriously, she's somewhere for breakfast. She's somewhere for lunch. She's somewhere midday. She's somewhere for dinner. She's somewhere at night. I'm just going to introduce Vanita to the concept of staying home.
Hanging out,
looking at, spend an hour of wasteful time on TikTok like the rest of us.
Yes. You could introduce her to streaming platforms, perhaps.
Yes. Have you met Hulu? mm-hmm. and Apple, because Vanita Sarkar is out and about in the community as much as anyone. So my wrong New Year's resolution is to introduce Vanita to her house.
That's very nice. That's very nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Teach her about food delivery. It can come to you once in a while. You don't always have to go to it.
Exactly. By the way, I'm a social butterfly too, so these are wrong answers.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have something for Vanita, or do you want to chime in with somebody else?
No,
whoever you want to raise.
Well, I was along similar thought lines with Vanita of introducing her to a night at home.
Yeah.
but I think we could introduce her to perhaps, how do I put this the right way? You know what? She could learn a little something from you. Learn how to be negative. You know what? Let's learn. Vanita, let's have the New Year's resolution be just to, get a little crotchety once in a while.
What if all
get a little cranky.
What if in the New Year you tuned in as supposed to upbeat, looking for the positive Vanita, it was just, go to hell.
Yeah.
I'm sick of you people.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be 80 and sunny today. Terrible. Terrible.
We already have that show, noon to three, and really a lot of nine to noon, too. Let's be honest, a lot of three to six,
too. Okay.
Vanita is our shining light.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What would you like to provide New Year's resolution for Jordana? You know what I would say? A big steak. She's a vegan. She's always been thin, and cancer made her even thinner. A deal with, Murray's Steakhouse.
Mm.
I mean, I'd like to have the Murray's deal. We probably can't own anybody can have Murray's here, but why not? So Jordana just has steaks, burgers, and meat all the time.
That's a good resolution.
Yeah.
I could go for that resolution.
Yeah. We're having steaks tonight.
Yeah, really?
La-di-da.
I have no idea what I'm having tonight.
Yeah.
Probably some sort of leftovers.
Yeah. It's fine.
I'm going to make, you know what? I think Jordana needs to go back to the old ways of CCO.
Mm.
I've had enough of this talking about sex like it's, a typical conversation that anyone can have. No. Jordana, I think the resolution
is. Did you hear Adam last hour?
Clean it up a little bit.
Clean it up.
Clean it up. And you know what? Teach that guy that's on the show with you, too.
Well, yeah, I mean, he put together words last hour that have never been uttered together on WCCO radio. Why not? It's New Year's Eve.
It's fine.
Wrong answers only. I want Adam Carter to have to walk in every day with a smile on his face.
Oh, that's really nice.
And asking you sincerely how you are.
How's your day going?
How's
no,
your day?
Really.
What can I do to help you out?
Turn that frown upside down.
Exactly. Make Carter for a month be Mr. Sunshine.
I've got
how
one.
Long could he make it?
I think it's over.
I think it's
I think it's already
before
over.
It even started.
Yeah, I think the weather has him down, and that's quite seriously. I think the weather does have him down, but
yeah.
Yeah, I've got one actually for their producer.
Oh, for David Josephson.
Yes, okay. And
I have one too.
It's very similar to Vanita.
That's so fine.
I'm going to introduce David Josephson to the concept of the staycation.
Yeah.
Not every day off has to be a trip to the Philippines, David, with your wife, with the kids. You can just hang out at home and go Great Wolf Lodge over in Bloomington.
Yeah.
You don't have to make every day off include a 20-hour flight.
Most of us don't go to Thailand for lunch like David does.
Yes. And then dinner, too. He flies back and then goes again.
Then he goes, dinner. Yeah, exactly. He comes back and then he goes to Brisbane for dinner. So forcing David Josephson to hang out, and also another wrong answers only for David Josephson, watch a lot of TV.
Yes.
And just put the kids up there right there and watch TV. All right, we're getting texts. Wrong answers only. New Year's resolutions for WCC radio hosts. I'll give you one for me right away. Wrong answers only to continue my love of ketchup, mayonnaise, Vess. And what's that awful sandwich I hate?
You hate a sandwich?
Yeah. The French dip.
Oh, the French dip.
The sure. French dip. What a terrible sandwich that is, by the way. So again, the wrong answers only. I will learn to love that rock hard bread, that meat you can't identify, and that sauce, which looks like it came out of your car when they show you the dipstick for the oil, and you really never want to see the dipstick. You know, like, hey, what do you think? I mean, does anybody complain? Do you send it back like a bad bottle of wine?
You did fill it. Well done.
Thank you.
Well done.
Thank you very much. 19 past one. What do you have? Wrong answers only for New Year's resolutions for hosts here at CCO. Wrong answers only on New Year's resolutions for WCCO radio hosts. 651-461-9226. Pete Najarian, just eat a lot, lay around, don't be motivated, don't work out. Just let it go. Next year, you don't gain 100 pounds, and then just go Ozempic.
He's another guy that could start seeing the negative side of things, too. Let's get a little bit more crotchety in the new year, Pete, please.
What do you have about yourself?
I'm perfect.
You're flawless, okay.
I think, the resolution actually would be to start doing things incorrectly so everyone else can feel better.
Resolution for Chad, learn to exaggerate more in 2025. Try saying 80 trillion, not just 80,000. That's very good. That's six. Wrong answers only. I'm all over dry January. Dry martini, keep them coming. Ba-da-ba.
Hey.
Wrong answers only. Tim Lammers needs to go to a movie. Although I did hear the other day he's got rabbit ears on his TV at home. I like Tim Lammers. Firstly, I met him a couple times. Really nice guy. But how can he be your TV guy if he's got rabbit ears? Does he have three? Does he just? What if we find out that Lammers this whole time has been making up everything on all the shows because he doesn't have any streaming services?
It's very plausible. You can have the rabbit ears and streaming services. I mean, that just means he doesn't get cable? It's not like you're seeing the new releases on FX.
Wrong answers only. Chad becomes an evangelical and teaches a Bible school class.
That could work.
That could. We had this topic that I was thinking about getting to today, and I decided we don't want to talk anything serious today. We're going to talk some charities in the last 20 minutes, and I think that's fairly serious, and I think it'd be a good segment. Because, again, church attendance, way down.
Yeah.
And, again, you find spirituality anywhere and everywhere. It doesn't start and end in your place of worship. But the numbers keep going down. So Thursday, we'll get back to that because I want to see what people have to say. Because I don't think it's going to change. Do you? Do you see in 2025, we'll get back to wrong answers only here in a second. But do you think whether it's a synagogue, it's a mosque, it's a church, that numbers will jump up? Because more and more people are drifting away from organized religion. More are just also, if they're still involved in religion, they may be somewhat agnostic about it. And others still believe in one of the faiths, but they just don't attend as much for whatever reason. I don't see what's going to change that. Now, Donald wraps himself in the arm of evangelicals, which, again, is one of the craziest things of all time, because who's lived a more evangelical life than Donald Trump?
He's got many Bibles.
Many Bibles.
His favorite book.
Favorite book, except he can't cite anything from it. Do you see that change?
If we're talking short term, no. But I could certainly see this being kind of an ebb and flow thing, where maybe in the next decade, two decades, you see the benches, the pews start being a little bit more full than they are right now. But, yeah, I mean, when I look around, when I'm at the old Catholic Mass, sure is more empty than I ever remember it being, aside from, you know, in the heart of the pandemic.
Wrong answers only. Dave should resolve to put his to quit his job and take his overrated, underrated, properly rated song on tour. See, you don't think that's a wrong answer.
No, I think that's exactly right. I could take that along with the Ask Adam song, Susie's tune.
Yeah.
I mean, I basically got an album at this point.
You do. Chad, why don't you stop sleeping all the time? Get out of bed one of these days. Oh, that's very good. Okay. Another one says, wrong answers only. Jason DeRussia will start taking selfies.
We'd like to know where he's at sometimes.
Yeah. What else do you have for DeRussia?
For DeRussia, I think the New Year's resolution should be, you know what? Two layers maximum. Two layers. Undershirt, maybe a hoodie, or something a little bit more classy over the top.
Yeah.
That's it. We're not layering anymore. Too much work, too much effort. Let's simplify the wardrobe for Jason DeRussia.
Wrong answers only for Dan Cook. No more hoodies.
Well, you know that's not possible.
That's why it's a wrong answer. If Dan was not allowed to wear a hoodie, he might cease to exist.
I think he's
gonna... hosting today, 360. He's well-dressed today.
Is he? I haven't seen him yet.
He's come in. He's got the vest. He's prepared.
He's got the bow tie? Is it special bow tie Tuesday?
It used to be bow tie Friday. Mm-hmm. I don't think he has the bow tie on.
Okay.
Who just sent me a text and is wondering if I'm working on Friday?
Shaletta.
That's correct.
Yes.
That's correct.
Shaletta, New Year's resolution, listening to the station and checking her email.
Yeah. Check email when I tell you I'm not working Friday. Or also when you drive into work, just click on the show.
Seems like you could do that.
Because Shaletta drove in last week when we were off. And
Sean's banana pudding in tow.
Yeah. Saw Dave Schrader. Did a quick U-turn and walked up. And then was mad at us. Wrong answers only. Chad becomes Secretary of Spirituality for the Trump administration. That'd be a good gig.
Not bad. Do you get confirmed with that?
Yeah, I don't.
A new cabinet post?
I do not want an FBI background check either. No, thank you. 2025, the California Psychics partner with DraftKings. That's a good one. For H. Lake, he's no longer allowed to buy his Tom Ford cologne in giant buckets.
He's off the Tom Ford.
Is he off the Tom Ford?
I believe
really?
The last time or two he was in, he let it slip that he's moved to a different scent, a different fragrance.
Oh, because he would let you know about his Tom Ford success.
I think this is one that he doesn't even want to tell you what it is.
Oh, it's secret.
Because then you might Google it and find out how much he's actually paying for it.
Yeah, I think that's a fair answer. Excellent text on this topic. Appreciate it. Jamie Yukas, next on CCO.